Dangerously Charming. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, self-confessed mastermind behind 9/11, remains at Guantanamo, still waiting for his trial to start. Reporter Terry McDermott, whose latest book documents the hunt for KSM, says holding that trial at Guantanamo is a big mistake.
The problem is the court is built in the middle of an armed camp. The detainees, everything they say to their lawyers is presumptively classified.
That puts Mohammed's lawyers in a catch-22, since everything he tells them is automatically classified. If they repeat it in open court, they can go to jail. Now, had the trial been held in civilian courts, he says, KSM would have been tried, convicted, and probably executed by now. As for what we used to call the war on terror,
radical Islam is a cult, and it has to be rooted out from within. We can't do it.
And the problem with our policy of drone strikes is that it can easily backfire.
You know, when we fire drones into Yemen and kill some target, but also kill a bunch of school children, I mean, we're just doing their job for them.
What makes terrorists like KSM so dangerous is not that they're evil, but that they are evil and charming.
He's a charming guy. A kid from Baltimore, a Pakistani-American named Majid Khan, joined the jihad, went to Afghanistan. This is after 9/11. Met with KSM within two, and this is like a normal kid that's studying computer engineering, meets KSM. Within 2 weeks, KSM persuaded him to blow himself up at his own wedding. Talk about dangerously charming.
Terry McDermott, author of The Hunt for KSM. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.